cross-examination at the ongoing Supreme Court election petition hearing continue. Counsel for the third respondent has been questioning the star witness for the petitioners, Dr. Mahmood Baumia, on a number of aspects in the petitioners' affidavits, some of which centered on biometric verification and declarations at the political party representatives' meeting held between the Electoral Commission and the political parties before the declaration of the 2012 election results. On biometric verification, the cross-examiner sought to know the function of the biometric machines and related issues.
My Lord, the biometric verification device manual tells us that the device verifies actually both disabled and the able. So yesterday's story that it cannot verify the disabled is wrong, flat wrong. It will verify both the abled and disabled.
And so is that on the face of the pink sheet? Are you giving...
Oh, this is in the USAM manual, my Lord. Page 14 of the USAM manual for the second respondent in the conduct of this election.
But it is
very
not,
clear.
It is not on the face of the pink sheet.
Is it
on the face of the pink sheet?
It doesn't have to be on the face of the pink sheet, my Lord. This is telling you what
is
verified.
Is it on the face of the pink sheet or is it not? Can you
on the face of the pink sheet, C3 tells you the number of votes who were issued ballots and verified by the use of Form 1C, which is essentially the laminated portion of their voter's ID card, but not by the verification device. If you did not go through the verification device, you did not go through. There's no other category of vote that's going to be verified. Everybody who is verified is either abled or disabled.
In this forum where people are telling you, they're different for, don't approach it like presidential debate, how they go on. Here, it's just a legal exercise. We want certain information according to certain procedures.
On what the witness described as suspect aspects, the counsel asked the witness whether some party members raised concerns on it.
I can confirm that someone signed as a polling agent for the MPP.
But you're not sure whether it was actually somebody...
Yeah, you're asking me to confirm. Since you and I were not there, I'm just looking at the evidence on the face of the pink sheet.
So what you're saying is that in each of these cases, you are not, as you sit here, able to tell this court that those signatures were signatures of a representative of the first petitioner.
We have not checked every single signature. There are a lot of exhibits that are suspect, my Lord.
A lot of your exhibits that are suspect.
A lot of the pinches provided by the second respondent that are suspect, my Lord.
But they are your exhibits in this court, are they not?
Precisely, and that's why we've brought them here.
On which you are relying to make a case before this court, is that not correct?
That's correct, my Lord. Because of the violations, irregularities, and malpractices embedded in these sheets, and this is why we brought them to this court.
And among the things that are suspect, according to you, are signatures which purport to be those of NPP polling agents. Is that correct?
Precisely, my lords. We gave an example of Joasso Court Hall the other day. 3 pink sheets for 1 polling station, and we could not identify some of the agents on that sheet as belonging to our party.
I see. I was in court, but I didn't understand that was the issue. So now I'm clearer.
My lord, is counsel addressing the court, or is that supposed to be a question to the witness? If he addresses the court in this manner and the witness also responds in kind, then there's a problem.
The star witness for the petitioners was again asked whether polling agents were tested against some tallied votes at some polling centers.
I believe that the process is that from the collation centers, results are then sent to the headquarters of the second respondent. Is that your understanding also?
Yes, my lord.
And at the headquarters of the second respondent, your party had representatives as the results were being sent to the headquarters. Is that correct?
Yes, my lord.
I'm suggesting to you that none of the representatives of your party at the headquarters of the second respondent when these results were being brought in, none of them raised a protest in regard to the results based on the lack of biometric verification.
My Lord, at some point during the results collation process at the headquarters, our representatives stopped signing the results form, but the second respondent said it was of no consequence and still went ahead to declare the results. Because they stopped signing because they were hearing that there were several irregularities.
You haven't answered my question. My question was, none of your representatives raised a protest based on the lack of biometric verification affecting the tally. None of them did that.
My Lord, I'm not aware that any representative raised a specific protest regarding biometric verification at the headquarters.
A meeting held between the EC and political parties on the eve of declaring the election results also cropped up at today's hearing, and the petitioner was asked what transpired at the meeting.
There was a meeting convened by the second respondent at the instance of your party under the auspices of the Peace Council. You are aware of that?
Yes, I am aware of that, my Lord.
And in that meeting, representatives of your party, including, I believe, the third petitioner, were present. Is that correct?
That's correct, my Lord.
And at that meeting with the second respondent, representatives of the third respondent were also present. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm aware of that, my Lord.
And you are aware that at that meeting, it was being proposed to the second respondent that they not go ahead with the declaration of the results. You're aware of that?
Yes, my Lord.
Now, no issue of voting without biometric verification device was raised at that meeting. Is that correct?
I'm not aware of that. I wasn't at that meeting, but I'm not aware of the specific issues that were raised.
Those were excerpts of today's ongoing Supreme Court election petition hearing.